In the last episode of New Year's Death, Quinn met with their sire, Bijou, and learned the significance of committing diablerie. Together, they plotted to use the intel on the hunters and the Sabbat to avoid being bloodhunted by the prince. Meanwhile, LJ was caught by the sheriff hunting on the south side of Chicago without hospitality from Prince Jackson. In the tragedy of Macbeth, the eponymous, murderous tyrant says, "Is this a dagger which I see before me, the handle toward my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I have thee not, and yet I see thee still." In Vampire the Masquerade, the plots of other kindred can present opportunities to rise to power and strike down one's enemies, or stumble and fall upon one's own sword. With that in mind, let's sink our fangs into episode 16, Lions and Lambs. We fade in on the porch of a trap house in the south side neighborhood of Riverdale. LJ has just finished hunting, doped up on his drug of choice, which heightens his mental acuity, and is confronted by, unbeknownst to him, the sheriff of Chicago, a seemingly teenage African-American kindred wearing a black baby course t-shirt and jeans. Roll a...
Do I know anything about baby course?
I'd like you to roll a... Let's see. Intelligence plus, and then you can add to your pool because of high-functioning addict.
Uh-huh.
Plus...
That's why I love drugs.
Let's call this... Streetwise.
That's what I would have said. I was looking at him.
Okay, I'm going to use willpower here. I'm out of willpower for the night.
The night just started?
Yeah, I literally just started.
Unfortunate, yes. You'll be at a 2-dice penalty for all future rolls tonight.
2-dice, thieves.
Oh. HFA not working anymore.
All right, that's going to be tree onks, one of them being a red onk with fangs, so just tree total.
3 total. Not a messy critical, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, with 3, yeah, I'll say you're 100% aware of Baby Chorus. It's a pretty well-known, well, up-and-coming sort of punk rock with blues inspiration type band that is local to Chicago, and... I'll say that you know that it's, like, been around for a while and has had a recent resurgence. And with 3 successes, I'll say that, yeah, I'll say you might have, like, in high school caught, like, 1 concert.
So would I, like, would I know what one of the members looked like?
I'll say that you absolutely recognize a member of Baby Chorus. This is a guitarist. And...
Oh, my God.
And you also know, based on the fact that he's still looks the same as he did, and also that his fangs, which are out to announce his kindred identity to you.
Oh my God, you're the guitarist from Baby Chorus. I saw you back when I went to school, and you're you. I'm so I didn't know this was your territory, man. I'm really sorry. I really am.
He's a very sort of small smile of acknowledgement and says, "Hey, happy to meet a fan. You're new, huh?"
Yeah, it feels like an eternity, but it's been like 4 days.
Where was it that you were embraced?
God, see, that's the hard part. There's certain like things I can't say. you get me? You understand? It's like, how you can go from having such an amazing band to doing this, and then it's just, sorry, I'm just a little starstruck here.
I actually didn't start the band until I started living like this.
Wow. Really?
I guess you could say
this is a bad place to talk. I'm so sorry. I don't want. I'm trying my best to keep it.
Sure. Yeah.
Business.
Hey, why don't we walk and talk?
Yeah.
Away from any prying ears. Just walks over it, away from the house and any potential mortals.
Mm-hmm.
You were like alone on the porch before, but just to make doubly sure.
Just to make doubly sure.
Yeah.
While we kind of turn, like I'm gonna take a survey of the territory to see if maybe there's special kind of mongrel hanging around.
Yeah, I make a wits awareness roll.
Two onks.
You do not see the mongrel you're looking for. The hellhound. No sight of it.
Yeah, maybe we lost Princess in the taxi. Yeah, but what's going on?
Guess you could say it's my business to look into newcomers to the city, among other things. Since I don't know you, I figure I want to get the basics out of the way, you know, where you're embraced, how long you've been in Chicago, what clan you are.
Well, I'm part of a coterie. There's two other vampires in it. I've been in Chicago like this for 4 days. I've lived my whole life here, but that's where things kind of get a little confusing. It's like LJ's kind of like it's like almost like his movements are jittery in a sense of like it's just like a hint of like this, like the cogs in his brain, like looking for every word to say, every word to put in front of another, so sort of bind this in a good way for me.
Yeah, the expression on like this kindred's face is like pretty neutral, but like his body language is like very open, not like standoffish at all.
Okay.
His name's Damien, by the way.
Damien, it's a pleasure to meet you. My name's LJ.
Shakes your hand.
Leonardo Jacobs. I grab his hand like I hastily.
I
grab his hand. I
audience,
hastily
we,
shake
we just pantomime shaking each other's hands, and we are sitting right next to each other.
I shake his hand quickly, almost aggressively.
Yeah, he's actually warm to the touch.
Interesting. Sorry. Damien. If I say something to you, it won't get back to me, will it? Even if it's...
Hey, we're just having a friendly conversation.
Okay. All right, so get a little bit closer. I don't want to say this too loud.
So sort of like leans his back against the car and sort of saddles up next to you.
So there's been a series of really unfortunate events, right? That I've been through these past couple days. And it's really brought a lot of things to light for me on what's important, on what needs to be poked, what doesn't need to be poked, and there's no good way to say this, but I was an illegal siring. My sire isn't even allowed to be in Chicago, and I'm really worried that if I say something, it's gonna be one of the last things I say. And I just need to know that I'll be able to take care of what's important to me first before that.
You know, I feel you, man. And your sire is...
I'm gonna, like, stop in my tracks. Sort of gesture for him to come closer to me. Like, even closer than he is. I'm like lean, covering my mouth, and I'm going to whisper in his ear, Father Mendoza.
Thank you for letting me know, LJ.
I don't want to just give information. I want to be the one who can help right this all, because I understand that my people aren't looked on too fondly by this world.
Make a charisma plus persuasion roll. difficulty of 4.
Would this be a negotiation?
This is not a negotiation.
Difficulty 4, you say?
Mm-hmm.
-2.
-2 dice.
Okay, -2. One being blood. Oh my god, I might have to add any cost this.
Oh my god.
I only got 4 dice. Wait, no.
Just get all on.
You're absolutely... I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Simply roll. Off.
It's literally so easy. Come
it's,
on.
It was a skill
crit.
Issue all along.
Yeah. Oh.
You said 4 successes,
four
correct?
4 successes.
Oh, God.
If I were to go into a monstrous rage while doing that at any cost, can I control it? Like, decide, like, if it's a flea or if it's an attack.
It's
or...
not necessarily a monstrous rage. It is, like any other messy critical, a number of things might happen.
All right, let's do it!
All right, at any cost, how many successes is that?
4.
4 precisely.
Yeah, right. Because at any cost is +2 success.
As you draw upon every measure of charisma in your undead pinkies to your... kindred toes, your entire body, you try to succeed at any cost, and the sort of the force of will and the effort you put into this, it rouses the beast, its desire to sort of wheel and deal and rise in station. You gain a point of hunger.
This one's personal. It really is.
Tell you what. Why don't we take a drive to Elysium and have a chat with the prince about this?
Really, that'd be amazing. But I mean, I'm terrified. I wish it was on better standings, but let's go.
Nods. And then he says, and I want to level with you. I'd start preparing a good case for yourself.
I understand. I've been mulling this over since I figured it all out.
Yeah. Goes in his pocket for the keys to the jalopy. Opens it up, unlocks the passenger door, and gets in.
I hop in the front seat.
And the two of you, with a coughing start of the old engine, begin making your way to north side, to the loop, where Elysium awaits. Meanwhile, how does Amelie start the night?
So she had dropped off the rest of her coterie, like the Uber driver she is, and while downtown was like, you know what? Here, let's get a snack and lure some stockbrokers, real estate agents into the narrow alleyways of the high-rise buildings and maybe seduce them a little bit, compelled them a little bit, and took a nibble.
Absolutely. You are adeptly able to stalk and take the blood that you need from your prey this evening. It was previous session.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh. See, this is what I get for rolling well. Mm-hmm. It's a skill issue.
Literally.
But I did have plans to give Roman a call.
You get a text message from Gabriel Valdez. Previous in the thread is just, hey.
you up?
This the text message says... We should meet and talk.
I'll text back WYA and send it.
Sends the loop.
Oh.
What about you?
I'll just text back. Be there soon.
The smiley face emoticon.
He's doing an awful lot of typing with that one arm.
Fuck him. But don't.
So he's alright. He sent a smiley face. I'll send a little devil horns emoji and get in my...
The frowny devil horns or the smiley devil
No,
horns?
The mischievous one. Get in my new ride and I'll start heading over into the loop, and then in the 5 seconds it takes me to teleport there by driving. Well, I'm actually probably nearby it, but...
Also, if you could you do me a favor and make a subterfuge plus manipulation roll, unrelated to the current events?
Subterfuge and what?
Manipulation.
I've got one onk.
One onk. Good to know. Unrelated to this interaction. He sends an address of a Starbucks in the area as well.
Oh, fantastic. I know all the Starbuckses in the area.
Wait, what time is it?
It is around 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, they're about to close. Okay.
Some close at 8:30 in the loop.
Okay.
In the world of darkness.
Starbucks never closes.
Starbucks is open very late.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean...
Perhaps due to the influence of the kindred.
Okay. I pull up.
You pull up? He's awaiting you sort of outside.
How does he look? Is he still all bandaged and bruised?
His bruises are looking a little better.
Still got the neck brace?
He still does have the neck brace and the arm sling. He's tonight, though, he is in a manually operated wheelchair.
Okay. I see they still got the cone on you.
Yeah, you know. Doctors, am I right?
Right. What did you want to talk to me about?
I was thinking we should talk about the next steps in our relationship.
I'm currently going after a certain vampire because he may have one of my Coterie's younger siblings in his disposal. Have you ever heard of a Father Mendoza?
You see, there's a definite recognition in his eyes, and he says, "The Mendoza that I'm aware of is bishop in the Roman Catholic Church. Haven't interacted with them extensively, but they've been a great aid in my organization's operations in Rockford."
In Rockford?
Yes, we brought salvation to the people there who were under the horrific reign of a group of particularly monstrous vampires. I believe the Sabbath.
Right. The Sabbath. I don't know how much time this young girl has, and I'd hate for her to meet the same fate that I did. She still has a life ahead of her. And just because my coterie mate is an idiot, that doesn't mean that she should suffer.
What are the circumstances that we're dealing with here?
Do you know what a ghoul is, Gabriel?
Some sort of...
Basically, it's someone who's blood-bonded to a vampire, so they can basically do whatever with them. For example, the one I was visiting at the hospital. She is my ghoul, unfortunately. I didn't mean to, but if we're going to be honest here, you should know.
Well, I appreciate your honesty. Looks at you throughout this exchange very intently, and I notice he has very beautiful green eyes. Much like, you might know, but much like his sister, Mercy.
I wouldn't know. I didn't see her.
Wouldn't know. But the resemblance that you don't see is there.
I have to ask you one more thing, and I'll just lean in a little bit closer. Mm-hmm. How do you fare with the Anarchs, the rebellious group currently against the Camarilla?
Our research into the Vampire Society of Chicago has given us the understanding that, as you say, there are multiple factions. Our interest is not so much one faction or the other, but protecting the people of this city from the monsters that lurk in all of those factions.
I understand that, but in order to face a greater evil, you sometimes have to have unlikely partners, and I'll kind of look him up and down as I say this.
Roll charisma persuasion.
Oh no.
What a big beast.
So bad. Good thing I put one in. Ooh, I got two unks.
Yay!
It was almost a crit.
Yeah, he has a little sort of faint smile at that. Sort of like a half smile. And he says, well, you may be right there. But one must also be careful when dealing with the lesser of evils. You might fall into the trap of still serving evil.
You still doubt me? After everything I've told you?
I'm, as I said, I think your heart is in the right place, Amelie. But in terms of vampire kind, there are those that can be saved and those that can't. And working with those that can't can compromise the mission.
Well,
if you have a plan to turn these communities against each other, that, I think, is something that we could support so long as there is not too much collateral damage.
Fine, then. I'll do this alone. I'm gonna throw down a 50. Get a pink drink on me. I'll walk out.
Carry out this endeavor. And I think you should meet some others in my organization. Should you succeed in this mission.
Yeah, Conehead. Just don't scratch behind your ears. I'll leave.
You depart. What is your plan for your next move?
Well, I know that Quinn is probably still in the area, so I'm going to go pick them up.
Well, you'll decide. Was there an agreement to meet up at a certain time tonight?
I think we probably would have established that, like, post-hunt.
Sure.
There would be some sort of meetup, like, you know, do what you need to be done, get ready, like, heal yourself, take that time to yourself, and then we'll meet and plan.
Mm-hmm.
But there was never a specific time put in place, probably.
Why would we not put a specific time in place, though?
Look,
we can't contact you.
Look at every time we put a specific time in, there's always an issue.
Give you the opportunity.
We should say
a
time.
We probably would meet.
I think Quinn probably would have said a time.
Right.
When is the time in place?
8:30 Firehouse Bowl.
Absolutely.
Can we push back to 9?
Sure. Let's push it back to 9, mister. I don't want to have a meeting time.
Listen, I got things to go over.
That we decided on a meeting.
I get it. You know, we're pushing it back a little bit.
Okay, we'll say 9. 9 at Firehouse Bowl.
Nine at Firehouse Bowl.
PM, right?
Shut the fuck up.
All right. Before then, about around 7 o'clock, LJ is escorted to a warehouse. Big warehouse made of brick. Multi-story with a line outside around the corner of people. Packed parking lot next door. This is a place that he has never been to. Others would recognize as the Suckiest Club.
Oh, this is a nice place. You ever perform at a place like this?
Yeah, I perform here, as a matter of fact. Damien responds.
I'm dying to see it.
Walks past the line of mortals to the front, and he leads you through this sort of dance floor with sort of packed by well-dressed, pretty attractive in general mortals, dancing with music sort of pounding on them from speakers mounted on the ceiling aimed directly at the dance floor. There is a live band up on stage, some sort of punk band, they're sort of performing on a platform that's like hanging from the ceiling on chains. But you are escorted sort of along the side to a staircase leading to the second level. Not the sort of rafters that exist here that you can see. There is a couple of people like sort of just like perching from the rafters of this club, sort of watching people below. You're led to the second floor, the VIP suite, so to speak. When you notice in the dim lighting, perhaps most of the individuals here have a distinct pallor to their visages.
It's like sort of like almost like unnaturally, as like I begin to walk into the room, it's like finally like there's this like untensing of all my muscles as like LJ walks in. It's like this is where he's been trying to get to. Like, he's been desperately trying to avoid it, but now that like the situation's finally started to come towards sort of a neck-breaking speed of events of which is occurring, this is a good thing.
The crowd up here is immaculately dressed. LJ has... This is a world...
I'm still wearing my I Love Chicago
in which,
sweats.
No, you're dressed in the my... comfy clothes.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
True. LJ, even with that, is a fish out of water. This is a world, a social world in which you have no experience. And eyes turn first to Damien, then to you, and then back to their business.
So which one do we talk to?
Damien sort of guides you, sort of points, across the room and takes you to an individual seated at the table. He points actually at older, but still like maybe like late teens, early 20s, African-American man with a shaved head, wearing a sort of broad sort of shouldered suit with like sort of a fur lining around it. Pretty well-built figure. He's seated across from a much less well-built individual, very pasty, older man with sort of like a receding hairline, combed over. It's blonde hair, and he's in sort of a pinstriped white suit and big old glasses, Coke bottle glasses. In conversation, and he sort of stops talking as noticing as the prince's eyes sort of leave him and go on to the prince. I'll say make a wits awareness roll if you want to catch the tail end of their conversation.
I absolutely want to catch the tail end of that conversation. So wits awareness plus one minus two. Place red. Fuck me.
No.
Technically...
Minus two dice as
well. I did minus the two dice. Mm-hmm. Five successes.
Five successes.
Messy critical, though.
Messy critical. All right. It is this point. You are finally in the room where it happens. This is your chance to make it or break it. And the Lysandra compulsion of ruthlessness overtakes you. You are determined to make a good impression on the prince at any cost.
At any cost.
Anything that is not that goal will sustain an additional 2 dice penalty.
Yes.
But 5 successes, an extraordinary amount. You're able to hear the pasty kindred. I've informed Critias of our clandestine venture, and he should be retrieved for re-education quite soon. The prince responds, good. Either Roman comes back into the fold, or he's no longer a problem. And then his attention turns to the sheriff. The sheriff says, my prince, sheriff, what brings you here tonight? I have encountered on my patrol the south side an illegally embraced kindred of Clan Lysandra by the name of LJ.
Sir, you can call me Leonardo Jacobs. And I give like a slight bow to my head.
Sort of continues looking at the sheriff as you say that. As he ignores you, I need you to make a frenzy check. Half of your humanity plus current willpower, which is 0.
Half my humanity plus current, rounded down?
Mm-hmm. So 3.
I got an ankh.
Single ankh.
Got an ankh. Yep, that's just 1 ankh. Let me check again. Yeah, it's 1 ankh.
That simply won't do. As your fangs extend, and the beast decides to address this audacious slight violently, and you leap at the prince. And Damien grabs you by the back of the neck, keeps you in check as you're in full frenzy. All right. This is going to be a... Well, let me take a look at the rules of frenzy.
Oh, no. Damien seems cool.
Fucking bastard! Fucking...
No, there's no words. It's like bestial hisses, growling, completely animalistic. Yeah, precisely.
Oh my god. The soundboard.
Thank you.
I just feel like Damien and I would be really good friends.
You know what? I feel like Damien and I are going to be better friends.
I feel like that is absolutely not true.
We're going to do a one-roll conflict here to
like those odds.
See if you can break free of Damien's grasp and launch your attack on the prince, or if you are dealt with.
Well, I... did fail. Guys, I'm gonna be a little late for a meeting.
You always are.
Absolutely. As you leap into a frenzy and attempt to tear apart Prince Kevin Jackson limb from limb, as your Lysandra blood throws you into fury at being ignored. The sheriff, Damien, grabs you by the back of the neck. And with inhuman strength and speed, beats LJ's face into a pulp, and he falls into torpor.
Rip. How do you feel?
I got this, guys.
No, I still got it. It'll be fine. I guess in those final moments before, like, while I'm drifting in and out of conscience.
In those final moments,
I...
You are the beast. Mm-hmm. Vaguely aware of your surroundings. Also, there's a vague awareness to it.
It's
underneath all the...
Anger.
Anger and rage.
It's, a little bittersweet. This could definitely be the end. And I failed. But, at least I know my coterie is probably going to be okay. At least I know they're going to be okay. Maybe there's a chance after all. Maybe someone's going to find Stella. But it's not going to be me anymore. Kind of sadness hidden under all that anger.
As the Sombra, who took to the sky on wings of wax that burnt and sent him tumbling down in Elysium in an attempt to destroy the Prince of the Camarilla. As LJ falls into torpor, that is where we'll pause our chronicle for tonight.